This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take a deep breath, shall we, Jay? Big deep breath. Everybody take a deep breath. Are you ready?
That's good.
It's actually, you should hold it a little bit. So here's what you do. You take a deep breath. You go, here we go. And count to four. And then you hold it. You inhale and count to four.
In through the nose.
Right. And
out
then
the mouth.
Right. Then, after you've held it for 7 seconds, you let it go on the count of eight. That's how you expand your lungs. Respiratory stuff is important.
I'm just thinking you're about to give me an asthma attack.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I went to hold it, and I couldn't do it.
All right. Here's the... let's have some political... blame gaming. You want to do that? It's always amusing and fun. So the latest person to play the political blame game is a lady named Gigi Sohn. You may not know who Gigi Sohn is. If you're in the radio or television business, you know who she is. She had been put up by the progressives in the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, convincing Joe Biden to nominate her to serve on the FCC. So she was on the queue for a year, but people just kept finding out in her consumer advocacy, which she had done, that was her career, before she got appointed to, she was nominated, she never got there. Her nomination got tanked, and so she blames the Republicans, she blames the lobbyists for the industry. They are the ones that went and whispered in the ear of people who are in Congress that would vote on this, and they convinced them that she didn't belong. Guess what? She didn't belong. She was a whack job, had no idea about the workings really of the FCC. She was one of these advocates who was in to the dark side, if you will. This is all from my point of view. Maybe others, I'm sure she would say that, and people supporting her, is that she was good for the business, but I don't believe that was the case at all. And so instead of putting somebody in, this is just like the Supreme Court or other nominations, they want to do politics instead of somebody who understands what the business is of whatever it is they're going to be supervising. So you started to say something, Jay.
Oh, no, I was just, I think it's one of those things where there are a lot of businesses or jobs where, to a degree, you can fake it until you make it. Politics and government positions, that's not it.
No, she was a horror show, and I'm glad she got out of there. But in the meantime, there are two Republicans and two Democrats, and of course the Democrats, when they're in power, want to have three Democrats so that their stuff gets enacted and approved. And then Republicans are in office, and they take some Democrat out and put a Republican in so that they can influence what's going on policy-wise and what you hear and what's available as far as media is concerned.
Well,
it is dumb. All of this stuff
is
so dumb.
It really is, and it's all Republican or Democrat conversations that we've been talking, I feel like, recently a lot, especially today, about different political parties being developed. Well, what about the other political parties that are already out there? There's still not enough focus there when it comes to the big presidential debates or anything. It's still just the Republican nominee or candidate and the Democratic one. It's you don't get the Libertarian or the Green Party or anything like that. They're barely even part of the conversation. And I know a lot of people, and you probably do too, Doug, people who were registered with one party and have since left that party, even just within the last maybe 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I left. Let's see. When did I leave the Republican Party? George Bush, I think. The starting of the war in Iraq. That was it for me. I was done. It was so obvious what was going on, and yet everybody said, oh, no, we got to go get the damned Iraqis. The Iraqis had nothing to do with 9/11. Nothing. Zero. Less than zero. But we wasted all those lives, all that money, $3 trillion. That's when the debt started, and so round and round we go. Here's we got two or three political things that probably should get some attention, including the Donald Trump business with E. Jean Carroll. Jury says, not so good for Trump. He's been deemed liable for abusing and defaming this columnist named E. Jean Carroll based on the jury's findings. This was a civil trial that sought damages. So what I'm trying to see is, Trump says, I'm not sure they decided this with the findings, but Trump, I think the order will be that Trump has to pay her $2 million for sexual abuse and $3 million for defamation. So this is going to cost him $5 million. Now, it's sure to be, what they'll do is they'll appeal it. He'll spend that much money in legal fees trying to keep her from getting any money. And so around and around it goes, and who knows where it stops. He said, quote, I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. The verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Come on.
And this won't even affect a lot of people who would vote for him before.
Right.
They still will. They
remember
still
we
would.
Said yesterday when we were talking about the poll today shows Biden ahead. Yesterday it showed Trump ahead. And 18% of the people who said they were going to vote for Trump or support him, it doesn't make any difference whether he raped E. Jean. Whatever he does, doesn't make any difference. We're still voting for him. Doesn't make any difference. But the question for many is, what does this do now for his... I mean, this is something... These things just keep snowballing. And you can make a case that this is all a plot, that this is a cynical attempt to get rid of him because they don't like him. But he kind of has made his own stew here. And so it's hard to escape all... there has to be, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's got to be something to all these charges. It isn't just, we're picking on poor Donald Trump. No, there's something going on here, or maybe it isn't going on still, but it did go on. And so is this the type of person that you want to see as president? You can make an argument. There have been a lot of lousy human beings that made pretty good presidents. We just say that all the time about Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon and,
or other positions.
LBJ.
A really crappy human being, but they are really good at their job.
Yeah.
And they get the job done. So can we look past it? Because once upon a time we did, and then with the... when cancel culture started, it was part of the Me Too movement in the sense of canceling sexual abusers and rapists, and that's what it was garnered towards, and a lot of people lost their job. But then we're seeing that, it's kind of picking and choosing, because some people were fired for less, some people have kept their jobs for doing more.
Yeah, it's really, it is purely an attitudinal thing, one way or the other. And the attitude people have toward sort of the focus on Dianne Feinstein for a minute. The senator from California is 89 years old. She's been out for a while because she had, what did she fall down and broke something?
She had shingles.
She had shingles, that was it. Yep. So the members of her own party were calling for her to resign because they couldn't get these judge things. They couldn't get the judge appointments passed because they wouldn't dare. With as many Republicans and Democrats, you've got to have one more of one side or the other in order to get them passed because everything's so polarizing. And most of the judges that are up for approval are the problem. And once again, here we have these jurisdictional areas where social media, well, not social media, socialism or social justice, that's the term I was looking for, judges that are advocates for points of view rather than what's advocated in the law. What does the law say? Why is it so difficult for us to get away from politics, at least when it comes to this? I don't want some judge who may not agree with me politically looks up and says, that guy's a Republican, I'm a Democrat, he's guilty. Huh? Because that's what happens, like it or not. That's the kind of stuff that's happening. Anyway, so back to Dianne Feinstein, who's returned to Washington after this absence. And so she's they're going to work through and try to get some of these judges approved. And, you know, okay, so is that a big deal? The bigger of the deals is not that she wasn't there to vote, but, you know, a lot of people are questioning whether she's got it still at 89. I don't think age is a factor. I think she does look frail and acts frail, but she still can think.
Yeah.
And, but they only want her vote. They don't care about her thinking. They just want her to vote on party lines so they get the judges in that they want to have in, which is another
it's gross
travesty. It is. Right. Thank you. It's my daughter used to say, it's gross, Daddy. Gross. All right. Sure, there's something else that's gross. Story from Louisiana today about this guy that shot a 14-year-old girl who was playing hide-and-seek in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's the matter with people? This guy should go to jail and never, ever get out.
And it's a miracle she survived.
Yeah.
Shot in the head, 14
right.
years old. Just so, having fun playing hide-and-seek.
Right. She happened to wander onto this guy's lawn or backyard or something. David Doyle is this dipshit. Whoops, excuse me.
What?
Get that to him. Did I get the word all out? I'm sure that James V. Yeah. Anyway, he told Detective, well, it's easy to say David Doyle dip. Anyway, he told detectives that he got his gun out when he saw shadows outside his house. And he saw people running away, so he shot at them. You moron. So, anyway, he's been charged.
He was arrested and charged, yeah.
Right. Anyway. But the series of incidents sparked by these silly circumstances, mm-hmm. trivial as they are.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Right, exactly. That's the problem with having guns in the hands of people who are morons. There should be an IQ test along with an understanding of mental health with people as far as having guns are concerned, I think. I think there should be... something like a 100, what's your IQ?
Training to be responsive rather than reactive.
Yeah. I just find this very distressing. James, did you get the bleep in time? Or did he not? He's not talking. You didn't get it. Ha ha. Okay, well, that's all right. Hey, listen, this is Real Radio. It's a good day. It's 18 after the hour.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I don't really
Missouri Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Excuse me, I gotta finish this email.
Priorities.
All right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Details are important. Now, let's get into social media material here. These are things that are trending online about people that we all know, personalities, et cetera, et cetera. One of them has to do with our old friend. I don't know, old friend, but he was a good singer, great entertainer, kind of an interesting human being. The late pop star Prince is whom is about, let's see, how's the, what's the right English here, is the person about whom I am speaking. Got it? So, he's back in the news. We've got that Paisley Park recording studio. Remember, that's where he did most of his good work. So something's happening there. Something's afoot. Something's abuzz. And we'll talk about what that is right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I always like his music. I like Raspberry Beret and this stuff. Would he be considered binary? Some people thought he was effeminate. I don't know if he seemed to be okay, but what people say. So
yeah, it's something that's a self-proclamation.
Uh-huh. Good. All right, anyway, the reason we're talking about Prince is because he's being honored in Minnesota today. The state is renaming a 7-mile stretch of the highway that runs by his recording studio. And now it's, and the proclamation from the governor was signed in purple ink to dedicate this highway. It was known as Minnesota Highway 5, but now it's called the Prince Highway, I believe, right?
Prince Rogers Nelson Memorial Highway.
There you go.
Full name.
Yep. So that's cool. Nice. Good job. He deserves the accolade. I always thought, as I said, I was a big fan.
Oh, yeah. He was iconic. Still is iconic.
Yeah. He was talented and creative and smart and all those good things. All right. Let's see what's going on with Scarlett Johansson. She apparently went to visit Jeremy Renner because she was concerned at one point that she was never going to see him again, and they are good friends. So they had an emotional reunion. This is the Marvel stuff, the Marvel Universe. They're both in how many of those movies?
So many. And their characters are pretty much best friends, too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That was crazy how he even survived to begin with, and now that he is able to kind of really continue on with his life.
Yep, he'll be fine. So he, with the recovery, there are a lot of people that were in that universe as you're talking about, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, and Mark Ruffalo. They have been joking with him. They've all visited him at some point in time. So they're all kind of, now they're having fun with it because he seems to have recovered like a Superman, right? He's the bionic man. Everything's put back together and functioning well. So good. That's a nice story about Jeremy Renner. We're all about good stories here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. As the national debt is roughly 20% higher than America's GDP, posturing continues on both sides of the debt ceiling and budget debate. When the dust settled after yesterday's meeting on the issue in the Oval Office, there's still no deal to raise the debt ceiling.
President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House to discuss raising the debt ceiling. After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from it.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
For his part, the president thought it was productive and hasn't ruled out a temporary extension of the debt ceiling. Republicans refused to raise the ceiling without spending cuts. Democrats say there must be a clean bill with no strings attached. Another meeting has been set for Friday. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is officially Mother's Day down in Mexico. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A good day,
Karen. It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Not my birthday.
Happy birthday, Doug.
James, is it your birthday?
It sure isn't.
No. So that only leaves us one choice.
Is it Daisy's birthday?
Daisy's birthday is October 15th. Nope. It appears that it's a birthday celebrant that we know and love. And we're around all the time, every day, for hours on top of hours on top of hours. Yes, Jessica is having her birthday today. I don't know your middle name.
It's Michelle.
Ah.
Named after my father.
Jessica Michelle McVeigh Kirshner. How about that?
Would you like to announce my social security number next?
Do you have handy?
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You're
thank you. And also, thank you for picking the best birthday song that is out there, the Beatles.
See? You're welcome.
Amazing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear J.A. Happy birthday to you.
That was gorgeous.
You
thank
like that?
You.
Let me sing it again. Happy birthday.
I liked that riff at the end.
Yeah, you. Happy birthday to you.
James, where are the harmonies, sir?
Not today.
Harmonize. La, 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 la. All right, so happy birthday to Jay. Inspiration to us all. Speaking of inspiration, the quote of the day today belongs to Mary Tyler Moore, who said, "You have to fail in order to practice being brave." Isn't that the truth?
Oh, I like that.
You really have to be brave. Failing is a part of life. We all need to fail. And then we, if we're smart or we're good, we kind of, the old expression, dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. So that's what she did, and that's why she was successful. Good for her. Speaking of entertainment and people who have been entertaining, I'm finding hard. I laughed out loud when I saw this. So tell me what you think, Jay. Donald Trump is going to be on CNN doing a town hall on the throes of his being found guilty of sexual assault.
That sounds about right.
He is going to... There's apparently a town hall that's scheduled for New Hampshire, and I think it's tonight, if I'm not mistaken. So he's going to be the usual Donald Trump. I can't imagine he's not going to be asked about this. But on CNN, I can't remember when he ever was on CNN. Can you? But they're trying to apparently change their image, fix their image. I don't know which it is, but. After that verdict. And I don't know. I mean, a lot's made of this, depending on the news media source. So he's going to pay $5 million in damages, and he's going to appeal it, and it'll stay in the news. And there's a philosophy of people that are in public relations that doesn't make any difference what you say about me, just spell my name right. And maybe that's true in Trump's case, as we said yesterday. It's a crapshoot at the moment in terms of what day is it. Let's see. Today, Trump's ahead. Tomorrow, it'll be DeSantis. The day after that, it'll be Biden. And it's all silly. And the reactions, again, they're so predictable. They're not really newsworthy. It's just more political garbage. I mean, I'm not discounting the fact that he did what he did with this woman. Even though he says he never heard of her, he doesn't know. That's baloney.
Although, did you see the one where they showed him a picture and he was like, yeah, that's my wife. And he thought it was Marla Maples after saying that she was not his type. But then you look at photos from back in the day, she kind of did resemble Marla Maples back then.
Yeah.
Not that's here nor there. I just thought it was a funny moment.
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of these things are funny at any rate. I don't know how you defend him in this circumstance, but what's the political impact is the question that will probably come in the CNN town hall meeting tonight. What happens after this sort of thing? And then there are others. You can be sure DeSantis is going to use it against him in some maybe subtle way and some maybe not so subtle way. But under the circumstances, Trump has been charged with 34 different things, falsifying his business records. I mean, all of this stuff. How much of it is true and how much of it is just let's go get Trump?
Yeah.
That's the gray area because you really can't tell. A lot of it is true, but some of it isn't.
But how much of that is true for other people, too, that they're just turning a blind eye towards?
Yeah.
It's like when it comes to Donald Trump, let's throw as much mud on the wall and see if anything finally sticks.
Uh-huh.
And then meanwhile, you have everything going on that are allegations towards the Biden family, mm-hmm. but it doesn't seem to be the same level of a witch hunt as Donald Trump has.
Well, there are so many different, he can say what he wants to. Some of it's real and some of it isn't. And he can't deflect off of it just by being bombastic. frankly. All right, other things going on that are worthy of note. Yesterday, President Biden and Speaker McCarthy had a conversation, but they didn't get anywhere in the conversation over the debt ceiling. So the grind continues. I guess they're going to meet again today and work on more of whatever it is they have to work on. Hello, cut the spending and pass the budget. That's it. Pass the cheese and pass the budget. All right, so what about George Santos? Nothing new there, right? He's under investigation now. He's been charged. I'm just going through some of the things that we've talked about already and that may have some impact. So in Texas, James, where you are, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, lawmakers yesterday started pushing for voting restrictions that only apply to Harris County, which is south of you in Houston, and this is a Democratic stronghold. So you know how this is so, this is, this, the whole business of transparency here, this is such hypocrisy, and it's so transparent as to why they're doing this. I don't know, it's just the same kind of stuff going on. Oof. Is what I say.
That's
so here's, I'm annoyed at all of this. Harlan Crow, who is eating it at the moment, eating crow, because of all the gifts that he gave to Clarence Thomas. Thomas is under fire, and a lot of people want him to be impeached, get him off the Supreme Court, which would be A-OK if he could get somebody that at least, well, here we are again. I'm countering my own words, because if Clarence Thomas goes and they put another liberal on the court, that stacks the deck even more than it is. And back to why are we... They ought to be outlawed. Political affiliation shouldn't be known. It shouldn't be used as a criteria, and it ought to be a law that it isn't. Make the people on the Supreme Court, or any of these justices, judges anywhere, unknown politically. I don't want to know what your politics are. If you're identified as somebody who's either on the left or the right, then you don't belong in the Supreme Court. You don't belong as a judge. You shouldn't be on a bench. Put Steve Harvey there. I don't know what his politics are. Did you see that show? Back, he's back. This is the second season of Judge Steve Harvey.
Oh,
he's no more a judge than I am.
Yeah.
But he had a couple I was watching. They were really silly. They're just silly. The cases are, it's made up to look like Judge Judy, only it's with Harvey being silly. And it was, I watched a couple of the cases and ads for whatever else. I was watching one of the FBIs and it was on, and so I watched it. And he's a character. And
he is funny. I love his reactions. He probably is one of the people that has the best reaction shots.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, I just find it interesting that they can make so many different. Larry Elder, who's running for president as a Republican, was a talk show host. He was on the Salem station in Los Angeles where Jennifer's father was his agent. And he's a good talk show host. He started the same day I did on KBC back in 1993, I think, if I remember correctly. And we have always been, I wouldn't call us friends. We certainly know who each other are, and we pay attention to what each other is doing. And we have conversations. We see each other about, last time I was with him, it was actually his birthday party that Jennifer's father threw for him when he was still on the Salem stations. Anyway, he's a smart guy. He holds on to these same things that I'm holding on to with regard to having the political realities of someone known when they're appointed to the bench. No, no, no. Okay, let's see here. What else? We've got the situation with these mammograms. I think this is worth spending a few more minutes on it. Women should have regular mammograms starting at age 40 rather than 50. That's the big to-do. I counter that advice by suggesting that we ought not to stick by mammograms. We should make the standard an MRI. I don't know. Am I sticking my neck out too much on that one?
No, because especially if the mammogram ends up failing or the breast density shows that you can't really see through, you have to do the MRI anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have to follow through with that anyway. Let's just jump to that one.
Yeah. Liz Cheney, Jennifer loves to tease me about me liking her. I do like her. I don't care for her father, but you know, so what? I think she was good. She had some interesting and important things to say about Trump. She got thrown out because she was an anti-Trumper. Let's see where that goes. If she runs again after Trump with all of this stuff, she, I think, is right. Anyway, she's coming back to television today. There's a new group of people who are Republicans who formed a political action committee, and they hired Liz Cheney. I don't know if they hired. They asked her to do the ad, and she said she would. So you will see, starting today, a broadcast ad attack Donald Trump's fitness to serve in office. And the ad started running. It starts either today or yesterday. I can't remember. Up in New Hampshire. It'll be in Iowa. It'll be in all of the places where there are early signs of voter interest in the next presidential race. She accuses him of dereliction of duty, among other things, in the ad. So you'll see that. I'm sure it's got to be posted by now, don't you think? If you see, can you see it? I bet you if you Google it, you can probably see it. Maybe, I don't know, people start throwing rocks at me if we play the audio from it. James, find the audio just for the heck of it, and we'll play it tomorrow. If we play it now, we don't have time to really dig into the nuance of it, and so we won't, but we will. Fort Hood has been renamed Fort Cavazos, after an Hispanic four-star general. Why? In Central Texas, name officially changed during a ceremony that honored General Richard Edward Cavazos. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was a warrior and a great commander, but okay.
First Latino four-star general.
Wasn't Hood the same? I think maybe, I don't know. I just find this, but the question is why. And we can't answer it because it's 48 after the hour.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
From an exciting movie starring one of our best, in my opinion. Chuck Curry is also one of our best, in my opinion. He's here with Movie Moments. All right, so why are we playing the theme to Beetlejuice?
Why not? No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, I'll go for that. Why not play it? There's nothing wrong with playing
it. I never thought this was going to happen, but after, like, 20-something years of speculating and talking about
do another one?
Doing a sequel to Beetlejuice, Warner Brothers finally has said it's September 24th.
So is Keaton in it?
Yes, he will start.
Oh, God, Dad, well, how could you do it without him? Yeah.
Tim Burton will come back to direct his first film in 4 years. He last directed the live-action version of Dumbo over at Disney.
Yeah.
So he'll be back as Danny Elfman will score. Michael Keaton will star. Winona Ryder will co-star. She was in the original. And I think they're going to bring in Jenna Ortiz of...
all right. So what is the storyline going to be, Trevor? What's
the
story?
I always felt, and I told you on the air before, first time I saw Beetlejuice in 88 in the theater, I thought it was mixed, but I found it really intriguing. I was a big Michael Keaton fan, but I was new to Tim Burton's work. But it played in my mind. I went back to see it again. I wound up seeing it 9 times in the theater. Okay, a lot of Tim Burton's early work had that effect on me. I was a little mixed, but wound up really digging it. I always thought when I watch a movie, it was sort of a one and done. I never felt it was sequel material, but Mm-hmm. They're going to do with
somebody
people.
Did.
Yeah, good for Mike. Listen, Michael Keaton, 70. He's going to get two massive paydays. One, he probably got for Batman, the Flash playing Batman.
Yep.
He'll get a massive payday for this. This will probably do extremely well. There'll be a lot of built up anticipation to see a sequel to Beetlejuice, being that it's 1988. Now it's 2023. Yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Fun stuff. Yeah. Tom Hanks has been interviewed a lot, and over the years he's had a lot to say about his career.
He's done pretty well, no?
Yeah, he's been doing fabulous. He was he's written a book called The Making of Another Major Motion Picture Masterpiece.
Where does he have the time?
I don't know, because he keeps going from one movie to the next kind of like John Wayne used to do.
Did you see A Man Called Otto? I liked it.
I did, like it. Yes, it was a good movie. He's now 66. He says in the book that he's had tough moments on sets. Not everybody is at their best every single day. I think that's a very interesting reality, how you have to, if you're an actor, you have to act around whatever emotions may be going on, whatever physically is going on in your body, in your head.
That's why a lot of the same directors like to work with the same actors, because it's a comfort zone. And if you get a bad apple on the set, it really could tarnish the whole project and make it toxic.
So speaking of that, the Rust film that's going on now, and apparently yesterday a judge approved a $1 million settlement, partial settlement, between a medic who worked on the film set around the first time and a couple of the defendants that she accused of negligence in the shooting of the cinematographer. So that's the first one, the first settlement, the first court case that's been settled, I think.
The amazing part about that project is completing it, which I never thought would happen. I mean, you think, like, that would be like walking into a house where something really bad happened, right? Obviously, somebody was killed.
Yeah.
Like, you really wouldn't want to buy that house, right?
No.
But
now you'll see the movie.
The project. Yeah,
we'll see that. Well, everybody's going to want to see the movie now. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's a smart play in terms of the business.
It definitely, in a macabre sort of way, I agree, it will create much more
interest. People love to look at a car crash.
Right, they do.
They do. Right?
That's why I get stuck in traffic, right?
That's very true. How much time? I always think about this when I'm stuck in traffic behind a wreck or something.
I got two. This day in movie history, May 10th, 1987, final episode of Laverne and Shirley airs on ABC. I was a big fan of that show, a spinoff of Happy Days. And then May 10th, 1996, the movie Twister, Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt.
Yes.
The big summer hit. I think the biggest summer hit of that summer, 1990. I love Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt in that movie. As I said, they're going to do a sequel, sort of a rebooted sequel. I get why they would do that, because just the concept's pretty awesome. The effects are great. In 96, they'll be better now.
And people are more interested because there seem to be more tornadoes around. Now, Brendan Fraser says he's being picky about his future roles. Can he afford to be?
Yeah.
After the Oscar, should be. I guess he's worth more money right off the at the moment. He certainly is worth it. So good luck to him. All right, Chugger, good man. Chuck Curry is here, and he's here every day at this time. Movie Moments on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.